ओम शांति। दिस इज द अव्यक्त मुरली ऑफ 15th दिसंबर 2004। द साइन ऑफ अ केयर फ्री एम्परर, बेफिक्र बादशाह। टुडे द मुरली इज एक्चुअली स्टार्टिंग फ्रॉम हियर। टुडे बाप दादा वॉज लुकिंग एट द गैदरिंग ऑफ ऑल हिज केयर फ्री एम्परर्स इन ऑल डायरेक्शंस। This royal gathering only exists as at this time in the whole cycle. Because you stay in spiritual intoxication, you are carefree emperors. When you wake up in the morning, you are carefree. Whilst walking, moving around and performing actions, you are carefree. And when you are sleeping, you sleep in a carefree stage. The sign of a carefree emperor is that he is always content with himself and also makes others content. There is never any lack of attainment to make him discontented. Where there is lack of attainment, there is discontentment. Where there is attainment, there is contentment. Bap Dada is pleased to see such carefree emperor children. Wah, my carefree emperors, wah. Wah, my befikr badshah, wah. So this is the Avyakt Murli of 15th December 2004. Baba is looking at his carefree emperors. And Baba said, because you stay in this spiritual intoxication, Fakur, you are carefree emperor, Befikr Badshah. Because you have given all your fikr, worry, to one father, you have become carefree emperor. And when you are carefree, when you wake up in the morning, you are carefree. When you walk, when you move around, you perform actions, you are carefree. And when you are sleeping, you sleep in a carefree stage. And the sign of such a carefree emperor is that he is always contented with himself. And he also makes others content. There is never any lack of attainment, prapti, to make him discontented, asantusht. Where there is lack of attainment, there is asantushtata, discontentment. Where there is attainment, prapti, there is contentment. So Bap Dada is pleased to see such carefree emperor children. Wah, my carefree emperors, wah. 15th December 2004. So this is a murli on Befikr Badshah. At the onset, Baba has said, give all your worries to me, all your fikr, all your worries, all your stress, all your tensions, all your problems, all your responsibilities, all your queries, all your questions, all your puzzles, whatever that is making your heart heavy, whatever that causes you distress, whatever that causes you to become depressed, disheartened, whatever that makes you ill at ease, uneasy, whatever that makes you discontented, whatever that makes you restless, whatever that makes you angst-ridden, whatever that makes you influenced, hand over everything to Baba. Give everything to Baba. There's a very beautiful story of a man. He was a carpenter. He used to work the whole day in one factory. Once, whilst working, he got disturbed because of so many things throughout the work, throughout the day. And his master, who was the owner of that factory, he realized that this employee is little disturbed today. So he thinks that let me drop him home. I am going on the same way. So he tells him, sit in my car, I'll drop you. So he takes that carpenter along with him and drops him at his home. The carpenter gets down, okay? And just before knocking his door, there is a tree there. So he does one thing, he takes out one bag. Actually, there was no bag, but he behaves as if he is taking out one bag and he puts many things into that bag, but actually he is not putting anything. Imaginary bag and imaginary things. And then he hangs that bag on the tree and goes inside. So that owner keeps on seeing, what is this? What he did? So next morning, he thinks, let me pick him up. Since I am going on the same destination is same. We have to go to the factory. So he calls that person. So that person comes out. So he again takes out an imaginary bag, hangs it around and then start going. And he sits behind. And so owner asks him, what you did yesterday and today morning? So that carpenter says, see, throughout the day I have so many worries, tensions, stresses. What I do? I don't want to take all these stresses, tension, worries, anxieties in my home, where my family is waiting for me, where my wife and my children are waiting for me. That's why what I do, I take out all those worries, stress, tension, put it in one imaginary bag and hang it outside my home. Because it has all my responsibilities of my job, everything. I don't want to carry all those inside my house. I keep them outside and then go out. And whilst coming out, since I have to deal with all of them, I cannot hope or I cannot afford to get rid of them. That's why I have to take that bag back. That's why I took that bag back and now I'm going with you. See how method invented by that carpenter. Baba is saying here, give everything, whatever that makes your heart, your mind, your brain heavy. Everything that makes you disgruntled. Everything that causes unknown restlessness, anxiety in your heart. Give everything to me. And what is the way to give him? It is not something like this book that I give, take. But yes, it can become like a book. Or rather, you should make it like a book or a thing. And this work has to be done during Amrit Vela. Sit in front of him. And first of all, gather all your worries, tensions, stresses, responsibilities, as if they are things. And then, you can put them in some imaginary bag also, if you want. Because Brahmins have the habit of giving gifts in beautiful bags. The gift may not be that beautiful, the bags are always very beautiful, but packing, one should learn from Brahma Kumaris. They will teach you how to do packing. So we are very adept at packing. Nobody can challenge our skill in packing. So whatever worries, whatever tension, whatever stresses, whatever depression, whatever frustration you have, pack them in a beautiful bag. Or you can pack at night only. Since you have to go somewhere early morning, you do packing earlier only. So at night, what you do? Collect everything and pack everything nicely. Okay? So that early morning, you take that and rush to Baba's room for handing over. Gift ceremony. That is also quite famous here. I don't think there is any spiritual institution anywhere in the world where they celebrate gift giving ceremony. This is here only. This toli is here only. Gifts here only. Anybody who comes, they give gift. So, yeah, this is family also. This is a tradition, yeah, that is going on. Okay, this is a king's, this is a royal sanskar, in fact. So whenever, you know, even suppose there is a king and one servant, a maid comes and she tells him, oh, king, one daughter has taken birth in your family. Queen has given birth to a son. He just takes out one of the garland and gives to her. This is a sign of a king. So in the similar way, whosoever comes here, we just give them whatever we want. So gift giving ceremony is quite famous over here. So what you have to do, you have to pack a box, a nice box. That box may contain your queries, your questions, your worries, your those difficult questions which Brahmins can't answer. Or for answers for which you have been searching their answers for a long time and nobody is giving you. People have got a lot of questions like this, lot of queries. So put everything into that box, pack it nicely before sleeping, and early morning take that and rush to Baba's room, and then after initial give and take, then hand over this. Okay, this is my box. And let's see what he does with that. Because he has to do something. Because whenever you give him something, he does something in return. Sunday's Murli also. You tied in with strings of love and feeling. So in return, those strings only he converted into what? A swing. And he's giving you and making you swing into that swing of his heart throne. So whenever, if you give him something, he has to do something. In spite of even making an imaginary box, in fact, you can make a real box also. That will make it all the more real. You can have a real box. You can decorate it, put everything into that, and then hand over to Baba, and then see what happens. Because the more the process happens in detail, the more it has got hypnotic influence, or it creates some that real feeling inside our mind. So here Baba is saying, give your worries, your fikr to me, and I will give you fakur. Fakur means spiritual intoxication. Nasha. I'll give you this. And that intoxication, that inebriation will make you carefree emperor. That will make you carefree emperor. Now, there are two words. One is careless and another is carefree. There is a difference. Carefree means befikr. And careless means albela. Means careless. So Baba is not talking about carelessness today. He is telling us to become, he is not telling us to become careless, but he is telling us to become carefree. Here care means tension, worry, stress. So become befikr badshah. He wants us to see us as king, as emperor, who doesn't have any worries, any stresses, any tensions. Who lives a very easy-go-lucky, happy-go-lucky, happy-go-merry life. No stress. As if a person who is in stress, his all the abilities as capacities, they go down. But the more you are carefree, the better manner you can. Even if that may be delivering speech, it depends on the stage of the speaker. If the speaker is very much stressed, he cannot give a good delivery. The more relaxed he is, the better he can speak. The more relaxed the mind is, the better you can do your work. The more relaxed you are, the better you can write something. The more relaxed you are, the better you can sing. Better you can give any performance. The more relaxed you are, the more creative you become. So that's why Baba is focusing on carefree stage. Try to be as carefree as possible. In spiritual words, they call it resilience. Spiritual resilience. This topic is quite discussed nowadays. In most of the conferences, workshops, all double foreigners keep on talking about resilience, flexibility. So for that flexibility, for that easy adjustment to situation, circumstances or persons, for this inner elasticity, plasticity or resilience, you need carefree stage of the mind. A mind which is light, not heavy. A mind which is resting in peace. A mind which is not excited. A mind which is not very much tensed. Such a stage of the mind is the Befikr Badshah. So become such a Befikr Badshah. Hand everything to him and live a very stress-free and carefree life. Even thinking on this topic makes one stress-free. Even just saying this word that I am a carefree emperor makes you carefree. Because this is a very powerful thought. But let it percolate into the soil of subconscious mind. Let it enter into the grey matters of the cortex. Let it go within very deeply. And you start experiencing that you are really very light. You are very carefree. And one more thing Baba said here, attainments. Keep on remembering what you have attained. Keep on remembering what you got from Baba. Sunday's Murli. Last Sunday's Murli, Baba talked about easy effort makers. Sahaj Purusharthi. So we discussed about 16 different signs of easy effort makers. First sign is Yashoda. Full of love. It is known as Vatsalya Bhakti. Where you love God. And this godly love itself is yoga. And getting situated in godly love, getting merged in the godly love is complete knowledge. Baba said in blessing on Friday, on Saturday. So first is be like Yashoda. She used to love God. So we can love Him like that with feelings and with love. Second, He is like powerful Hanuman who doesn't fear at all. He just crosses the mountain. He just crosses the ocean as well as mountain. He doesn't alight on mountains or jungle or river. He has no business of stopping anywhere because He knows what He has to do. He has to bring that Sanjeevani. He has to reach Sita and deliver that ring. So He cannot stop. So you have to become determined and powerful and fearless like Hanuman. Third, you have to become like Shankar, whose third eye is open. With that third eye, you see things as they are. Fourth, you should not become Draupadi, who keeps on crying, who keeps on screaming, who keeps on complaining, oh save me, oh pull me out, oh I am in trouble, I am in problem, Baba, Baba, just crying out in distress, in agony, in pain, in misery, in suffering. Fifth, you have to be like Shakti Avatar. You cannot say that this hall is not good, this ground is not good, there are so many twists. You cannot have sprain of intellect and twisting of thoughts. Sixth, you are like heaven contractor. Easy Purusharthi. Easy Purusharthi is a heaven contractor. You have taken the contract of the heaven. Baba has compared the contractor of that Om Shanti One. I don't know who was he. If anybody knows, who was the contractor of Om Shanti Bhavan? Baba said that contractor never thought this land is up and down. Somebody was there. So, from Baroda. Okay. So, he never thought like this. He did efforts. He took out stones from here and put stones on another place. He never complained. Why do you complain? You are constructing. You are creating the edifice of heaven. This building of heaven. So, you are heaven contractor. Seven, you are guide. Baba said, this is an unlimited path and there is no crowd on this path. Everybody is rushing in on other paths. This path, nobody is going. But you have to become guide. You have to take others on this path. Nine. Eighth, Lovelin. Baba said, you get to remain merged so that you remain protected from the atmosphere. Otherwise, the negativity is so much in the outside atmosphere. But you will remain safe. You will remain powerful like the Father. You will remain full of all the powers. Lovelin. Ninth, you cannot be careless at all. You cannot say, inside your heart is pricking you, conscience pricks. The pricks of conscience should not happen. And outside you are singing your own glory, you are blowing your own trumpet. That should not happen. Tenth, you are Master Almighty Authority. Or you are the one who converts the word difficult into easy. Or you are Shiv Shakti. You cannot say, become Duryodhan and say that I know what is to be done but I can't do. 11, you have to become vessel of transformation. You have to become vessel of determined thought. Because then only, otherwise you go from here and there, so the Baba has given blessing but I don't know where it has gone. Probably Baba has kept with himself only. Probably Baba had given but then later on taken it away, back. Baba is donor, he is bestower, he never takes anything. He has come to give you. And then you level all false allegations against Baba. You become extra smart. 12th, you are cheer-free. Easy effort makers means always cheer-free. You are swinging in the swing of happiness. 13th, you are the one who is upholding this mountain, this Kali Yuga mountain, Govardhan. So you have to cooperate in every manner, and the best and the greatest cooperation is to make the atmosphere, environment, vibrations powerful. 14th, one father and none else. 15th, always contented. And 16th, last point, constant stage, ekras sthiti. Whatever thoughts you have, just hand over everything to Baba. Just as here he is saying, hand over all worries, stresses and tensions to me. So these are the 16 signs Baba talked about of a easy effort maker. So remember them and be very carefree. Don't even become stressed in remembering things. Or there is a stress of remembering also. But the remembering should become so easy. Even Gyan, remembering Gyan should become a play. You convert them into some picture. Visualize it, picturize it, colorize it. Convert into some creative activity. Murli should be converted into play. Murli should be converted into picture. Murli should be converted into movie. Murli should be converted into a drama which you can see with your eyes. Those dramas you don't forget. If I ask you to read this book, you forget after reading. But if you see a movie, you can tell 10 years back you had seen this movie. You will say, these are the actors. This is the dialogue which is going to come now. You don't forget movie because that is 3D. So 3D you never forget. So in the similar manner, Murli is 2D. Convert into 3D or 4D. Convert into picture, convert into movie. See it. Feel it. Hear it. Drink it. Let all the senses, involve all the senses while reading. Seeing also, dreaming also, thinking also, visualizing also, hear Murli. Whilst reading you start hearing it. So get involved emotionally, emotional involvement with Murli. And then you don't have to memorize it. It automatically becomes a very part of your being. Okay? Om Shanti.